The eyes that see too much, the eyes that see too much. Cale Varn walked through the narrow streets of Evrea, his boots clicking against the worn cobblestones. The flickering torches cast eerie shadows on the walls as he navigated the winding alleys, his eyes scanning the crowds for a glimpse of his mark. He had been hired by House Valen to investigate a string of seemingly unrelated incidents, small thefts, whispered rumors, and an unsettling feeling that lingered in the air like a specter. As he turned a corner, Cale's gaze locked onto a young woman with piercing green eyes. She sat on a windowsill, her slender fingers drumming against the stone as she watched him approach. Her raven black hair cascaded down her back like a waterfall of night, and the faintest hint of a crescent moon tattoo glinted on her left cheekbone. "You're the one they call Cale Varn," she said, her voice low and husky. "A pleasure to make your acquaintance," he replied with a shallow bow. "And you are Lara, a humble messenger," she said, standing to reveal herself as tall as Cale, if not quite so lean. Her words were laced with an undercurrent of unease, and Cale's instincts hummed a warning. Yet he was drawn to her, like moths to the flame. He offered his arm, and Alara took it without hesitation, leading him deeper into the city's heart. Their destination was an ancient tavern, the Broken Writ, where dusty tapestries hung from the ceiling like bunting. Patrons spoke in hushed tones, sipping ale or wine while avoiding eye contact. Cale navigated the narrow aisles with Alara by his side, taking note of the scattered conversations and the ones who observed them too intently. Over a tankard of Valtorian black, Ilara leaned in, her voice barely audible above the din. "House Valen's concerns are twofold. There's been sights, glimpses of something dark on Ashen Road's shadows that don't belong." Cale raised an eyebrow. "Ashen Roads?" Ilara nodded. "The old roads, abandoned since the Great Devastation. Locals whisper of travelers who vanish along those paths. The Black Rose Order has been quiet about it. Maybe you can dig up more." As they spoke, Cale felt a growing unease, like fingers tracing the edges of his mind. He'd overheard whispers of cursed places where time itself seemed to writhe and twist. Ashen Roads were one such place, rumored to be the source of many unexplained disappearances. Cale's hand absently strayed to his temple, where a tiny silver pin rested against his skin, a token from the Order, a reminder of the debt he'd incurred in pursuit of balance. He could feel it humming with a faint resonance, a connection to the very fabric of Melostra's secrets. He leaned back in his chair, fingers drumming a staccato beat on the wooden table as Alara continued to speak. The weight of her words sank into him like an anvil, and he felt a creeping sense of dread. "Tell me, Ilara," Cale said, his voice low and measured, "what do you know about the ones who vanish? Any signs or portents?" Ilara's eyes darted around the room before fixing on Cale. "A rumor, those who venture onto Ashen Roads never return, but whispers say that sometimes, in the dead of night, their echoes linger." Cale's gut churned with a mixture of excitement and trepidation. He'd walked into places like these before, into hearts, into secrets, into judgment unspoken. His specialty was subtle correction, but this case felt different. The weight of consequence hung heavy on his shoulders, like the promise of an impending storm. He made a decision as Alara's words trailed off, her eyes searching his face for reassurance. "I'll look into it," he said, downing the last of his ale in one swift motion. "House Valen will know I've done my part to uncover the truth." The tavern erupted into laughter and music, drowning out Cale's thoughts as Alara led him back into the Evrea night. The darkness closed in around them like a shroud, but he felt no unease, only an unyielding resolve. In the weeks that followed, Cale delved into the mysteries of Ashen Roads, seeking answers where the balance of Melostra wavered. Ilara proved instrumental in his quest, navigating the labyrinthine tunnels beneath Evrea's streets, providing cryptic clues and insight into the secrets shrouding the cursed roads. As they explored, Cale began to unravel a sinister web of missing travelers, whispers of dark incantations, and an undercurrent of unease that seemed to emanate from the very land itself. It was on one such night, beneath the faint light of a crescent moon, that he stumbled upon an ancient entrance hidden within the ruins of a forgotten keep. A strange symbol etched into the stone glowed softly in the darkness, a keystone, pulsing with a faint energy Kale could sense but not quite grasp. The ground beneath his feet trembled as he reached out to touch it, and the air seemed to thicken around him like syrup. Suddenly, visions flooded Kale's mind, images of travelers straying onto ashen roads, their faces twisted in terror as they stumbled into shadowy realms. He felt a creeping sense of recognition. These were no ordinary nightmares. They were memories, ancient and worn smooth by time. Kale jerked back from the symbol, his hand stinging with a searing pain as if burned by an unseen flame. Sweat beaded on his forehead, and he stumbled back, the vision lingering in his mind like a half-remembered dream. Ilara's voice cut through the haze, urgent and worried. "Kale, we must leave. This is too much for one man to bear." He nodded numbly, allowing Ilara to guide him away from the keystone. They retreated into the night, their footsteps silent as they traversed the treacherous paths of ashen roads. It was then that Kale realized his eyes, those cursed eyes that saw too much, had finally seen the depth of Melos Dra's sorrow. And in that moment, he understood the true horror, the secrets hidden beneath the surface, the memories locked away for so long. The darkness closed in around them once more as they vanished into the night, their footsteps swallowed by the shadows. Ilara's grip on his arm tightened, her eyes scanning their surroundings with a practiced urgency. "Keep moving," she whispered. "We can't stay here." Kale nodded, still reeling from the vision. He stumbled forward, his mind racing to grasp the scope of what he'd seen. Their footsteps echoed through the deserted corridors as they fled the keystone's influence. The symbol pulsed behind them, its energy like a dying heartbeat in the darkness. They navigated treacherous paths and narrow stairways, the air thickening with each step into an almost palpable, heavy weight. Kale sensed the memories he'd glimpsed seeping into his consciousness, trying to make sense of them. In the silence that followed, Ilara's voice intruded like a lifeline. "Kale, I've been holding back on you," she said, her words low and hesitant. "What we found today, it's not just about travelers disappearing. It's about those who stay." Her hand released his arm to gesture toward the darkness beyond the walls they'd left behind. A shiver coursed through Kale as Ilara's words painted a picture he couldn't ignore. He recalled whispers in hushed taverns, cryptic warnings from informants who feared for their lives. A hidden world within ashen roads had begun to surface, travelers lured into shadowy realms by unseen forces, never to return. Some spoke of shadow weavers at work, beings that spun the very fabric of reality. Ilara's eyes locked onto his, urgent and unyielding. "We need to get this information back to House Valen." The moon had long since dipped below the horizon, casting ashen roads in an inky blackness that seemed to swallow all sound. Ilara's words hung like a challenge, a gauntlet thrown into the night. Kale's thoughts swirled with the implications, travelers lured into shadow realms, their echoes lingering on the wind. He'd seen it himself, the twisted faces, the terror etched on their features as they stumbled into the unknown. As they walked, the silence between them grew heavy, weighed down by the secrets they'd uncovered. Kale's mind struggled to reconcile the visions he'd witnessed with the world outside these deserted corridors. His grip on reality felt tenuous, as if the very fabric of Melos Dra was unraveling before him. He recalled the silver pin at his temple, a reminder of the debt he owed, and wondered if this case might be more than just another correction to balance. A faint, flickering torch cast long shadows along the walls as they turned into a narrow alleyway. The air thickened further, heavy with an unseen presence that made Kale's skin crawl. Ilara led him onward, her hand grasping his like a lifeline, guiding him deeper into the heart of ashen roads. They navigated through a maze of narrow passages and forgotten courtyards, the darkness seeming to writhe and twist around them. At last, they stumbled into a vast, cavernous space, lit by a lone torch that cast eerie shadows on the walls. In the center of the chamber stood an ancient tree, its branches twisted and gnarled with age. Carvings adorned the trunk, depicting scenes of travelers vanishing into shadowy realms, echoes of what Kale had seen in his visions. Ilara's voice was barely audible above a whisper as she approached the tree. "This is the heart of Ashen Roads," she said, her eyes fixed on the carvings. "Here, the veil between worlds is at its thinnest." Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he drew closer to the ancient tree, the air thickening with an otherworldly presence. A faint rustling echoed through the chamber, like leaves stirred by an unseen wind. The torch's flame danced and spat, casting eerie shadows on the walls. Ilara's grip on Kale's arm tightened, her eyes never leaving the carvings. "We're not alone here," she whispered. As Kale's eyes adjusted to the dim light, he began to make out figures flitting around the edges of the cavern. They moved with an unnatural silence, their forms indistinct as they darted between the pillars that supported the ancient tree. The air was heavy with the scent of damp earth and decaying leaves, and Kale's skin crawled under the weight of the presence that seemed to seep from every stone. Ilara's grip on his arm tightened, her voice barely above a whisper as she urged him forward. "Stay close," she said, her eyes scanning the shadows for any sign of movement. The figures grew bolder, emerging from the darkness to surround them in a loose semicircle. Kale felt a jolt of adrenaline course through his veins as he took in their appearance, gaunt faces with eyes that shone like lanterns in the dark, skin sallow and stretched tight over their cheekbones. One of the figures stepped forward, its eyes locked onto Ilara's face with an unnerving intensity. Its voice was a dry rustle, like leaves blowing across stone. "You have seen," it said, the words barely audible above the creaking of the ancient tree. Ilara's eyes flashed with a fierce light as she took a step forward, her hand on Kale's arm urging him back. But he was rooted to the spot, his mind racing to comprehend what he was seeing. The figure spoke again, its voice weaving a subtle cadence that drew him in like a moth to flame. "Kale Varn," it said, its eyes never leaving Ilara's face. "You have seen the threads that bind Melos Draw Roads. You know the weight of secrets we keep." Kale felt his breath catch in his throat as the figure's gaze shifted to him, pinning him with an unblinking stare. "And now you will pay the price," it whispered, its voice like a rustling of dry leaves on a winter's night. The air around them seemed to thicken, the shadows deepening into dark tendrils that reached out to ensnare Kale. He felt Lara's grip on his arm tighten as she pulled him back, her eyes flashing with a fierce determination. "Not here," she spat, her voice like a lash in the darkness. The figure didn't move, its gaze still fixed on Kale as it spoke again, its words dripping with an unspoken threat. "We will call you when the time is right," it said, its form beginning to blur and fade into the shadows. "Until then, remember, the price of knowledge is paid in blood." The figure's words hung in the air like a promise of violence, leaving Kale breathless and shaken. Ilara's grip on his arm remained tight as she backed him away from the ancient tree, her eyes darting around the cavernous space for any sign of escape. The figures that had gathered around them seemed to have melted into the shadows, their presence now a palpable absence that made Kale feel exposed and vulnerable. As they retreated, the torch's flame danced and spat, casting eerie shadows on the walls. Ilara's eyes locked onto his, her gaze urgent and unyielding. "We need to get out of here," she whispered, her words barely audible above the creaking of the ancient tree. Kale nodded, still reeling from the encounter, his mind struggling to process the figure's words. "The price of knowledge is paid in blood." Their footsteps echoed through the cavern as they fled, Ilara's hand grasping his arm like a lifeline. They navigated the narrow passages and forgotten courtyards with an air of desperation, the darkness seeming to writhe and twist around them like a living entity. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he recalled the figure's gaze, its eyes burning with an unnerving intensity that still lingered in his mind. As they emerged into the night air, the cool wind hitting him like a slap in the face, Kale realized they were back in the city's main thoroughfare. The buildings loomed above them, their windows glinting like empty eyes in the moonlight. Ilara released her grip on his arm, her chest heaving with exertion as she scanned the crowds for any sign of pursuit. But there was none, only the soft murmur of voices and the clinking of glasses from the nearby taverns. Their footsteps drew attention as they walked through the crowded streets, Kale's presence now a beacon that attracted whispers and sidelong glances. Ilara kept her head down, her eyes fixed on the cobblestones beneath their feet as she navigated them through the throngs. Kale felt a jolt of unease at being back among people, his mind still reeling from the encounter in the ancient tree's presence. He recalled the figure's words, "We will call you when the time is right." The phrase echoed in his mind like a threat, making his skin crawl with a sense of foreboding. As they walked, the city seemed to grow darker and more oppressive, its streets narrowing into alleys that reeked of smoke and decay. Kale's thoughts swirled with questions. What did the figure mean by the price of knowledge? And what lay at the heart of Ashen Road's secrets? He glanced down at Ilara, her profile illuminated by a nearby torch, her jaw set in determination as she led him deeper into the city's labyrinthine heart. Their path wound through the streets, eventually depositing them at the doorstep of a nondescript building that seemed to blend seamlessly into its surroundings. The sign above the door read Moon Whispers Haven, and Ilara pushed it open with a quiet reverence as if she'd been here before. Kale followed her inside, their footsteps echoing off the walls as they descended into a narrow stairway that plunged deep into the earth. The air in Moon Whispers Haven was heavy with the scent of old books and stale air, the flickering candles casting eerie shadows on the walls. Ilara led Kale down a narrow corridor, her footsteps echoing off the stone as they descended deeper into the earth. They stopped at a door hidden behind a tattered tapestry, its surface adorned with symbols that seemed to shimmer in the candlelight. "This is where we need to be," Ilara said, her voice barely above a whisper as she pushed open the door, revealing a cramped room filled with books and papers stacked haphazardly. The air was thick with the scent of parchment and something else, a hint of incense or pipe smoke. Kale's eyes adjusted slowly, taking in the narrow space filled with shelves that seemed to sag under the weight of their contents. In the center of the room, a figure sat at a desk, its back to them. Ilara nudged Kale forward, her hand on his arm still clamped tight as she urged him closer to the figure. The stranger's shoulders moved slightly, perhaps acknowledging their presence, but it didn't turn around. "It's been too long," Ilara said, her voice a little louder now, but still hushed. The figure slowly turned its chair, revealing a woman with a mass of curly hair and a face that seemed to be carved from the same stone as the ancient tree. Her eyes locked onto Kale, and for an instant he thought he saw something flicker there, a spark of recognition or curiosity. Then it was gone, replaced by a mask of calm inquiry. "Kale Varn," she said, her voice like a gentle breeze through dry leaves. "I see you've seen the eyes that see too much." The woman's gaze flicked to Ilara, her expression unreadable as she spoke again. "I take it the visit from the tree was enlightening." Her voice dripped with an unspoken tone, a thread of mockery or curiosity that Kale couldn't quite place. Ilara released her grip on his arm, her eyes never leaving the woman's face as she stepped forward, her movements fluid and deliberate. "You know what they said," she stated, her words laced with a quiet accusation. The woman raised an eyebrow, but her gaze remained locked onto Kale's, her expression still veiled. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he met her eyes, the weight of her scrutiny making him want to look away. But he held firm, trying to read the depths behind them. For an instant, he thought he saw a glimmer of something there, a spark of understanding or even curiosity, but it vanished like smoke on the wind. The woman leaned back in her chair, steepling her fingers together as she regarded Kale with an unreadable expression. "I think we have more to discuss," she said finally, her voice dripping with a quiet intensity that made him feel like he was walking into a trap. "Ilara, please, have you prepared the materials?" Ilara nodded, a small smile playing on her lips as she stepped aside, revealing a makeshift workbench in the corner of the room. Kale's gaze wandered to the bench, his mind struggling to keep up with the conversation. On it lay an array of strange tools and instruments, a set of calipers, a miniature glass vial filled with a murky liquid, and a series of delicate silver filaments that looked like they'd been crafted from moonlight itself. His skin crawled as he realized what they were preparing for, some sort of ritual or experiment that would unlock the secrets hidden within him. "You're going to have to tell me more about this," Kale said, his voice firm but laced with a thread of trepidation. The woman's gaze flicked back to his, her expression still masked but her eyes gleaming with an unspoken curiosity and perhaps something else, a hint of warning or even fear.